Idea Man.
Are you someone that lights off fireworks? Are you lighting wicks? Are you doing anything, or is that you're steering clear?
Innovator.
You know who enjoys the 4th of July from a business standpoint more than anybody?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Hand surgeons.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch at Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Hey, Tausch, you ever spend any time at the Mirage when you're in Vegas?
Oh, in Las Vegas. Yeah. I thought you just meant like a mirage of any sort in your mind. Yes, I did. I always... I did stay at the Mirage. I think this was probably early 2000s, yeah.
Well, the casino is closing mid-July, so in a couple of weeks it's going to shut down. But one of the rules and laws in Nevada says when a casino shuts down, it needs to make sure that it's paying out all of the much of the house money that maybe it had received through different slot machines or whatnot.
Oh.
So the casino will be giving away more than $1.5 million over the next 7 days before it shuts down for good. So the slots will be rocking.
Loose.
Yeah, and probably pretty much they have to. They're going to be giving away a larger amount. The purse will be larger, if you will, this week as they try to give away all that money.
So I guess a couple of questions. You obviously, everybody is going to be running into the Mirage thinking the same thing.
For the first time in years.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably why it's going out of business. But I don't fully understand. So once they close their doors, they don't have to continue to give money away until the building's demolished. It's just while they're open. Is that a fair assessment?
That's my understanding. Progressive jackpots are owed to players and gamblers, and any remaining balances must be paid out before a casino shutters under state law.
So... if Vinny had went out there and won and had a big night and had a bunch of his chips still in his pocket back home, does he have to get out there before this closing to get his chips cashed? Or are they just going to be collector's items that does not have any monetary value?
First, I want to know what sort of state Vinny was in for taking all those chips home.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Yes. Well, there was a long line, and you had a dinner reservation. Lord knows what could happen.
That's a great question.
Now, I think you're done. It's like a gift card that for a restaurant that's closed or whatever. Well, I got $100 at Schindelinden's House for Steaks, and Schindelinden shut down. Too bad, pal.
Yeah.
I would think with the conglomeration, I don't know if Mirage is like an MGM. I think it's an MGM.
If you could use it at a different casino.
Yeah. And then the other thing, how is that? I know there's gaming commissions and everything else. How are they monitoring? Like, we have to do this. Is every slot just going to be dumping cash? How are they monitoring that in order to get it? And then what's the game? You'd have to go slots, right? If you go there because... that's the only one that is really regulated. Blackjack, game of chance. Roulette, game of chance. So you're going to go sprint to a slot machine, and that's where you're going to end up getting paid out if you're buying into this whole system of them handing out $1.5 million or $2 million per day.
My ignorance is going to show here, but it says here that the casino must hand out the big cash prizes in unclaimed progressive jackpots from both slot machines and games. But I'm assuming games mean not, I assume.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't,
because,
to Tausch's point, you can't juice the blackjack.
Right.
Yeah, but Vinny, so here's the deal. There's a lot of those blackjack games that have progressive, it's a total waste of money. You put like the $5 chip or the dollar chip up in front, and if you get four of a kind or a red queen and a blackjack, you get that. So I don't know if they'll just have to say, the first two cards that are paired up win that, because that's another progressive jackpot that I hadn't thought of. So I think you guys should be pushing after the big convention next week. Get out to Vegas. Do a road show. Morning road show out in Las Vegas.
Well, it has a good chance of beating the Eclipse for a road trip.
It can't be any worse than that Eclipse trip.
I could lose my wallet and still
Vinny,
be better.
No, here's what you do. No, you get all the way, but you stop in Reno, because then you're 97% of the way.
All right. Enough.
We never make it to the Mirage, and we just get taken. Thanks, Tom.
Go to the business report.
See ya.
Yeah.